This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. These are challenging and important times for one of Michigan's symphony orchestras. The Grand Rapids Federation of Musicians is trying to come to a contract agreement with the Grand Rapids Symphony. They've been in negotiations since April. The four-year contract expired at the end of August. But the musicians continue to play as bargaining continues. They're hoping to regain some of what they gave up to keep the symphony afloat during the Great Recession. Symphony orchestras all across the nation have been forced to retool and retrench. Bruce Ridge is a symphonic bassist with the North Carolina Symphony, and he's chairman of the International Conference of Symphony and Opera Musicians. It's good to have you with us on Stateside, Bruce.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, we've seen what's happening with the Grand Rapids Symphony in Michigan before. Certainly listeners may recall in 2011, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra had a very bitter six-month strike before musicians agreed to a contract with a nearly 23% pay cut. That was in 2011, coming out of the recession and all of those effects. How common was that story for symphonies across the country?
Well, it was certainly true that with the economic downturn in 2008, orchestras, like many businesses across the country, suffered and had to look at their operations. But the true story to be told is how resilient our orchestras have been. We've emerged from the recession with tremendous growth in many places, record-breaking fundraising, and a greater investment in community services for orchestras at all levels throughout the country.
So that's that kind of retooling and retrenching.
Absolutely, absolutely. There is sometimes a sense of a negative future of the arts in America and the future of orchestras, but we don't really feel that's true. It's been around for a long time. We can trace this back many, many years. Perhaps most alarmingly, in the early 1970s, United Press International published an article that was titled, 25 Symphonies Doomed to Die. And, of course, that didn't happen. The orchestras that they mentioned continue to thrive today. I think sometimes the negative perception can be a bit of a self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's not the true story. The true story is that orchestras are serving their communities in greater ways. They're expanding, they're reinvesting, they're growing, they're inspiring a fundraising base. You know, the sense that giving to the arts is down in our country is just not accurate. In fact, the latest study by Giving USA reports that there's continued growth in giving. In 2014, arts giving in this country reached an all-time high of $17.2 billion. And in terms of those donations, arts and culture was America's fastest-growing charitable cause, rising an estimated 9.2%.
Well, Bruce, how does that square with orchestras such as what we're seeing in Grand Rapids, asking musicians to look at taking more cuts or at least not giving back concessions that the unions made during the recession?
Well, what I worry about is that this negative perception can lead to a sense that orchestras everywhere are failing. And it is true, just like any business in the world that you can think of, some organizations get in trouble. But what we see then is headlines. When one organization has some difficulty, the headlines always begin. I always marvel at this, that there's inevitably a paragraph that says, orchestras everywhere are in trouble. And I think that creates an atmosphere where sometimes boards, sometimes managements feel that they have to cut. But we know that what's really needed is investment. These orchestras thrive based on how they can attract the finest musicians in the world to come and play in their communities and live in their communities, how they can serve their community, how it can reach out to young people and enhance their education. You know, no business ever solved a financial issue by offering an inferior product. And when we think of this instinct to sometimes cut the orchestra or cut the size of the orchestra, that undermines the ability for the orchestra to achieve financial success. Of course, in a nonprofit arts organization, the measure of success isn't entirely financial. We certainly seek to be financially healthy and responsible, but the true success is how is it investing in the community? How is it achieving artistic excellence? How is it reaching young people to enhance the education of the next generation? That's the real measure of success. In Grand Rapids, they've been quite successful in fundraising. They've engaged in a fundraising drive called the Legacy of Excellence, and it's done quite well. They've almost reached their goal. But that Legacy of Excellence cannot be maintained while cutting the orchestra. Grand Rapids, of course, has the it's recently been reported that they have one of the best growing economies in the country.
Third in the nation. Yeah.
And this is the time for Grand Rapids to invest. These orchestras are tremendous ambassadors for our communities. And the arts in America generate over $135 billion in economic activity every year and support over 4 million full-time jobs for Americans. Often lost in this discussion is that art is good business. And in our communities, our orchestras are frequently the most visible ambassadors for our communities.
When we talk about today's conversations about sustainable economic models and programming for symphony orchestras, and we touched on the very difficult spell in 2011 for the Detroit Symphony with that strike and then the contract with what was a pretty record-setting pay cut at the time. But things have changed. And I'm wondering, is Detroit a good example of a place where management and musicians have been able to work out a sustainable coexistence?
Well, there's so many examples of that. There's so much progress being made in orchestras throughout the country. You know, when you look at the Buffalo Philharmonic, a fairly recent economic impact study showed that the Buffalo Philharmonic alone has an impact of $25 million annually on that community. And that's the positive message that's getting out there and inspiring donors, because people and companies, they like to give to organizations that inspire them and that are talking about growth and how they can greater serve the community. But they don't like to give to organizations that question their own sustainability. And what has happened in Detroit, certainly the strike that occurred and the contract that occurred was not to be unexpected after such a tremendous economic downturn that affected so many businesses, so many Americans, so many families throughout the nation. But the story to be told is that following that, in 2013, Detroit was able to raise a record $18.9 million and able to balance their budget with a 43% increase in the annual fund in giving. Shortly thereafter, the organization and the musicians approved a new contract with raises for the musicians, and that success continues now. Last year, when they held their gala, in one night they raised $1.4 million to support the orchestra. And that, of course, is tremendous, because the Detroit Symphony is one of the greatest orchestras in the world. They're a part of our organization, ICSOM, as we call it, the International Conference of Symphony and Opera Musicians, which represents the top 52 orchestras in the United States. And Grand Rapids is one of those orchestras as well.
And we saw things come out of what happened in Detroit. We've talked actually to Maestro Slatkin here on Stateside about some very innovative ways that musicians are able to do community outreach and actually earn more money.
Well, that's absolutely right. You know, the important thing about orchestras is that the branding of the orchestra, you know, so often in the business world, and we have to look at these organizations as businesses, although we really prefer to think of it purely as an artistic level, of course, because what is inspirational about them is that in our communities we have these organizations that are dedicated to the aspiration of excellence at a time when often in the world mediocrity is too often accepted, of course, and these orchestras are really beacons for the community in that regard. We have to reach out more. Orchestras are doing greater education programs at all levels. In Kalamazoo, they have their program called Kalamazoo Kids in Tune that reaches out to young students. If you think of the number of students that the musicians of America's orchestras reach on a daily basis, it's quite astonishing. And we know from multiple studies that young people who study music are far more likely to stay in school. Their test scores are higher. They're more likely to participate in extracurricular activities. We know the value of music and music training even in health issues. When you study an instrument when you're younger, it improves your cognitive abilities well into your 80s. And we also know there's really intensive research now about the value of music therapy to assist people with multiple illnesses and give them greater lifespans and greater hope. And if you think about the value of these orchestras in the community, the number of musicians on the stage and how they reach out, certainly the concerts we perform on stage are important, and that must be preserved. That's really the branding of the organization, is that we attract the greatest musicians, we play the greatest music, and we're there on the stage doing it. But there's more that can be done. And outreach everywhere in reaching new audiences and new communities and new types of music.
Bruce, from where you sit as the chairman of IXOM, what do you how do you describe the future for orchestras and for musicians here in Michigan and really across the country?
Well, it's incredibly bright. And the value of it can be seen, I think, in Detroit, as much emphasis has been given to the revitalization of the city. You know, the effect that the orchestra has on Midtown Detroit alone, I think, is very demonstrable. And I think the future is very bright. We have more young people are studying music and benefiting from music. The value of music is more emphasized everywhere we go. These orchestras serve as ambassadors and beacons for our communities where children learn and where our companies do business as well. And the future is very bright, but what frightens me is that this pervasive negative perception can be the self-fulfilling prophecy that I mentioned earlier, and I think it can even affect board members. And I wonder if that might not be what's happening in Grand Rapids, because the truth about Grand Rapids is the city is growing. This is a time for tremendous investment. I went and visited there earlier this year in the summer. And what a beautiful city it is. What a vital city with so many people downtown. And it's a city that deserves a great orchestra, and it's a city that has a great orchestra. But what's needed is investment at this time. They've done quite well with fundraising, and the greater the investment for these orchestras and for these musicians, the greater the return for the community.
Who needs to step up?
Well, I think the entire community does. We often in our field get locked into a sense that our donor base is limited. And in fact, there are new citizens everywhere moving into our communities, especially a city like Grand Rapids, where the community is growing and people are moving there to build a life. And they want to invest in the community, and they want to give to organizations that are going to continue to enhance the business environment, the economic environment, the artistic cultural environment. And we need to inspire them. And how we inspire them is talking greater about growth, talking more about how we're going to continue to serve. What doesn't inspire them is talking about that we have to cut back. Cutting back is a disincentive for people who are looking for new organizations to give to invest in. And I think we just have to change the mode. Instead of talking about a negative future, we have to talk about the true story. We have to get the real message out there of what orchestras are doing, what musicians are doing everywhere.
Bruce Ridge is a symphonic bassist with the North Carolina Symphony, and he's chairman of the International Conference of Symphony and Opera Musicians. It was great to talk with you, Bruce. Thank you so very much.
Well, it was my pleasure. Thank you.